Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for Tech Thursday, and there's a lot at the moment about people, companies wanting to bring people back to work. And indeed, in the business news with Ian Guider later, we're going to be talking about the Financial Services Union instructing staff not to follow instructions from Bank of Ireland to go back into the office, which got us thinking about the home office and how you can get it in your best position, particularly with the use of tech. So talk about standing desks to me first, because these are very much have to enable a lot of tech facilities, don't they?
Well, that's the thing, madam. We saw a few years ago during the pandemic, people converted, you know, spare rooms and small rooms into offices. Getting a desk and a chair, okay, we learned quickly your back starts to hurt. If the chair is not ergonomically suitable.
And then, sorry, that's why I sit in a giant exercise ball. I have been doing so for the last 10 years in here. I can't sit in a chair for 2.5 hours and my back is in bits afterwards.
Yeah, so it's tough, and we put in a lot of hours. Now that people are kind of making an effort with their home offices, those people who are, I say, fortunate enough to still be working at home, people have adopted the idea of standing desks. They are very, you go into any tech company around the city and you'll see, or the incubators, that kind of stuff, people use standing desks a lot. Just because they feel better for exactly the same reason.
Well, I wonder how much longer. Well, what stage do you get fed up standing at your desk and want to sit down? I mean, before you make the investments here that we're talking about, I suspect you'd want to actually go somewhere for a day or two and see how working at a standing desk works out for you.
It's a good idea. Try it out at one of the office companies or something like that, or if you know someone who has one. I think the idea is, you know, the way smartwatches and all of that stuff, they now remind you to get up, walk around and stand. Standing up like that, I find it good. I don't do it all of the time, but I will stand for a couple of hours during the day and use my laptop on a raised surface. That's part of it, because you can't have the laptop too low or you're going to get a pain in your neck. So there are a couple of options for this. One of them is the Ligoyen electric standing desk. And this is very clever. It's about €400. So it's more expensive than the kind of standard home office desk that you would buy. But it has seamless height adjustment. So you can adjust it to varying heights. It works very well.
Oh, that's very important, because that depends on your height.
Exactly.
How long your back is, depending on your height, to make sure that you actually are able to adjust and have your hands working on a keyboard at the right height.
Exactly, because we vary in height enormously, individual to individual. So that's important. You can adjust it. It's also got a very big surface area, which is great. So you can get a laptop and a desktop, a couple of monitors, accessories. Things I really like about it. Okay, so first of all, the electric frame is adjustable. That's brilliant. But it's got built-in power outlets and USB ports. So you connect it to the wall, the power comes in, you power your USB devices. So basically, you're not crawling around on the floor thinking, oh, where's the plug? How do I get this powered up? So that's a really nice feature. At €400, they're not cheap, but they are really good quality, nice, sturdy steel construction. And Ligoyen, if anybody's looking to buy one, they have their own website. You can buy them online, and they have a huge range that's really nice.
You have a second cheaper one, though, as well, which is more of a standing desk converter.
And that's the difference. So if you've got a decent desk, what you can do with this, and the Facebo standing desk is essentially a converter. So you convert your existing desk into kind of a sit stand for your workspace. So basically it allows you to raise the workspace. And again, really nice, smooth electric height adjustment. It's also got built-in USB charging points. Why we still would sell or buy desks that don't have the sort of power and USB connections that we need. And again, sturdy construction. It's about €210, €230, but a nice option to convert an existing desk.
Okay, let's move on to other things. You have a charging desk mat.
Oh, Matt, I love this idea. I mean, people have seen the wireless chargers, but if you can get a mat which is a decent size to put on top of your desk so that you can lay your devices that have QI charging enabled, it's a fantastic idea. And they're not expensive. You'll see them at different prices. And, you know, why would you use it? Well, essentially, and this is the Journey Alti one, about €130, but it's got 15 watts of wireless charging for all devices, and it's got a non-slip base. So you can work on it, put your phone down, put your headphones down, put other stuff down, and they'll all charge up while you're at your desk.
Okay. What about webcams? It's always so awkward. I had to do a lunchtime conference call today from home and trying to position and get my iPad into the right position, and then trying to get my laptop into a different position to take notes. And then you're sort of wondering, like, how does it actually look? And you're looking at other people's pictures and it's a bit wobbly on theirs.
Yeah.
So you think actually you should put something in, maybe?
I do. I think use
a camera.
Use a separate webcam. The reason I say that is, and you can do this very, very cleverly, if you use Zoom or Teams or whatever you're using, plug in an external camera. Buy a decent one. You'll get one from between 50 to 150 euros. But that means you then have two cameras on your computer and you can actually change the angle. So you might have a wide angle of your office when you start the call. And then if you talk, you can decide to use the other camera and you can have it switch automatically. You can make web calls look really professional like that. However, which camera do you buy? Logitech make great cameras. They are not the cheapest cameras on the market. And to buy a good one, something I would suggest, like the Logitech Brio 500, is about 100 euros. But that's 1080p video resolution, which is very good. However, its performance in fading light or low office light is far better than you will get on your laptop. And it's got wide field of view and it's got the built-in microphone with noise reduction. So that's an option. If you want something really fancy, Logitech also make the PTZ Pro. And that has a 10 times zoom on it, but it has a motorized pan and tilt. So as you move around the room, or if you've got a couple of people in your home office chatting, everyone appears on camera. The camera will pan and tilt depending on who's talking. It's about 140 euros to buy that. But, you know, that looks so professional and it enables you to have a couple of people on a call where you're not saying, oh, excuse me, Matt, can I just get in on that one?
There's a listener here says, if you have the standing desk, you should also get an anti-fatigue mat for about 30 euro, which he describes as a thick mat to stand on.
Can I just say, I bought one of them about 2 weeks ago, longer than it needed to be, about 6 foot long. It's incredible. It is like walking on sponge. I bought it online and it was about 35 euros.
Yeah, and he also says he's got a treadmill under the desk. And my daughter, my eldest daughter, will kill me for saying this, but she actually has a walking thing as well for taking calls in our home office at home.
Great idea.
Okay. Now, what else do we have? Do you need, if you are going to be working at home, do you need to buy a proper monitor to connect your laptop to?
I would suggest doing it for a number of reasons. One, if you haven't got the standing desk, you're looking down, you're going to get a pain in your neck, the screen isn't that big, it's probably a 15-inch monitor. I suggest do make the investment and buy something good and buy something decent, but also buy something that's useful. And I would actually suggest buying something like the Acer Nitro gaming monitor. That's a curved monitor and it's a 34-inch monitor, so it's like a small TV, Matt. Very good. It's like, you know, technically it's got 180Hz refresh rate and a millisecond response time, so you get really nice display, but it's great for gaming. However, if you use that...
I don't know, you're not suggesting gaming on the company time, are you?
I am absolutely not. However, what I am suggesting, though, is that when work's over, you've got a great gaming machine. But even, you know, if you're doing the Wordle online, you can fill up the screen. But what's great about it is, with a 34-inch monitor that's curved, you can see both sides, and you can have maybe two or three... You can have a video call open, an Excel spreadsheet, and something else. So you're not swapping windows, changing windows. It helps you look more professional on calls.
Okay, other things. I should have asked you about this a couple of minutes ago when we were talking about the charging mat. But what about the Anker Power Expand Elite Thunderbolt 3 dock?
I'm really fond of Anker products. They're well-priced and they're well-made. The Thunderbolt dock gives you multiple ports. You get USB-C, USB-A, HDMI and Ethernet in one very stylish-looking metal box. And so you can connect various devices to your laptop with a single cable. So high-speed data transfer, multiple ports, and it supports dual 4K displays. So if you have a home office with lots of bits and pieces, connecting something like this means, yet again, you are not stumbling or fumbling under the table for cables. Oh, I don't have an adapter or a connector for this. It's really worthwhile. It's about 250 euros, but a really good investment.
One of the big problems with doing conference calls at home, sometimes the sound isn't necessarily good. I don't know whether it's down to the Wi-Fi connection or whatever, but you have an idea for a Dell speakerphone adapter.
I bought one of these during the pandemic, and it really did change my kind of call style completely. Essentially, if you put your, you know, you got your Android or your iPhone, you put it on speaker, you're trying to have a conference call with someone in your home office, there might be one or two of you, but get something decent. And so Dell make a nice speakerphone adapter, and it essentially, it gives you better than your phone call audio. It's about €100, and it's a speakerphone adapter and plug and play. So you get smartphone to laptop connectivity, compact design. It looks really good, goes on the desk. You can buy these at varying prices, but they will improve the call quality enormously, and you can use them as a remote speaker as well.
And finally, if you have a laptop, do you really need a tablet as well?
Well, I would suggest, I mean, I do like tablets. I like them for scribbling. I use a pen on my iPad, or the pencil, which is nice. But a lot of people really like them. And if you are drawing or you are sketching, the Wacom make really great tablets. They have done for years. Generally, you'll see these days it's Mac users. You'll buy them for a few hundred euros. But what's nice about them is they're very ergonomic. They go on the desk. And they really, you know, they enable you to get that pixel by pixel editing. But these days they have things called like multi-touch gesture support that enable you to draw with your palm on the paper. So you get kind of a lifelike sketching experience. I would say they are only for somebody who needs to sketch or design. So if you're a draftsman or woman or an architect or an artist, for €300, instead of using your laptop and a mouse, they're a better idea.
Andy O'Donoghue, as ever, thank you for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.